Welcome to Virtual School Assembly. I'm your host, Tyler Christensen. I'm a productivity speaker, author, and classroom teacher. Here at Virtual School Assembly, I interview Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, Olympians, speakers, and educators who share messages of inspiration, education, and hope to better prepare you for an ever-changing and uncertain world. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started.
All right, welcome back to Virtual School Assembly. Today, our guest is Dr. Natasha Ball-Dunson. Dr. Ball-Dunson has over 18 years of experience in the field of education. She's worked with students across many age and grade levels, from pre-K to college completion. A product of the public school system, Dr. Ball-Dunson received her BA in political science from Spelman College, her master's in education from Nova Southeastern University, and her PhD in public policy and administration with a focus on educational policy from Walden University. According to Dr. Ball-Dunson, it's her responsibility to pour into students as many others have poured into her throughout her professional and educational journey. We're so excited to have you on the show today, Dr. Ball-Dunson. Let me hand you the virtual microphone, and the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. So today I wanted to talk about you are a leader. And I think this is really important because sometimes we question whether or not we are truly leaders. And I want to encourage you all to know that you are a leader. I remember a time when I used to be afraid to take the lead. I often felt singled out when the time came for me to make decisions, to lead a group. But oddly enough, in high school, I was a cheerleader in the Performing Arts Magnet Program. And by senior year, I was SGA president. And even then, I was afraid to lead. I think back to elementary school when I became a safety patrol officer. I remember being embarrassed sometimes because of those bright green belts. But as an adult, I realized I was a leader then. Students listened to you when you said slow down. They sat down on the bus when you asked and showed their hall pass when requested. Did you have this type of experience? Now think back to your younger years up until now. Did your teacher ever make you a lunch table monitor? If the teacher stepped out of the door, were you the person they asked to take names of who was talking? Were you the captain of your football team or cheerleading squad? Were you a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout? Have you had a solo in your church choir or lines in the school play? These are all leadership building activities. You, my friend, are a leader. This is not to say that if you haven't had these experiences that you aren't leaders. It's quite the opposite. It could just be that you haven't had the experience that will awaken the leader within you. And that's okay. It's never too late to realize that you are a leader. Some leaders don't get started until they are up in age, and that too is okay. Our country is built upon the understanding that the highest leadership positions have higher age requirements. For example, you must be 35 to be president of the United States. And so far, the youngest president has been 42 when taking office. Not so young, but very far off for many of you, I'm sure. And that's a great thing. That means you have plenty of time to discover that you are a leader and act upon it. While we are trying to figure out and discover what makes a great leader, let's think upon some characteristics of leadership. Leaders are amazing listeners, and that means listening to understand what the other person is saying and not always listening to respond before they finish. Leaders take the initiative. That means sometimes they'll make moves to get things started instead of waiting for someone else to start. But be careful with this one. A good leader realizes that sometimes it's best to let someone else take the lead and not always get started first. Leaders are aware of their emotions. Social and emotional learning is important to help you understand how you feel and to recognize how others feel, especially about your actions. This is important and a great quality of a good leader. Leaders are fair. They work to ensure everyone is included and thought of when making decisions as much as possible. Leaders are honest. Leaders work to let people know the truth, even when they understand it might not be what people want to hear. That's when understanding the emotions of others is key, because an honest leader must know how to communicate even when it's bad news. Ultimately, as John C. Maxwell stated, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. Are you a leader? I think so. With that in mind, I realized that as a teen, I was not afraid to lead because I was shy or scared to be in the front. I was afraid to lead because what if I was wrong? What if no one wanted to hear what I had to say? What if no one wanted me to lead? What if those I led who followed me down the wrong path? I spent so much time second guessing myself, and I didn't realize that people were looking to me for leadership. Has that ever happened to you? Has there ever been a time where you felt in your gut that your idea was a great one, but you didn't speak of fear of not being accepted or fear of being wrong? And as you watch things play out, you realize you were right all along. You, my friend, are a leader. Has there ever been a time where you saw something happen that you knew was wrong and you did not speak up? And later you felt guilty for not speaking up and saying something. You, my friend, are a leader. Has there ever been a time where people came to you for your advice, your opinion, or your guidance on something, even though you felt in that moment you weren't the best person to provide an answer or guidance? You, my friend, are a leader. Sometimes the people around us see the leader in us before we see the leader in ourselves. As such, I challenge you. I challenge you to not be silent when you see something happen that you know is not right. I challenge you to realize your voice and lead others in the right direction when you see they are going down the wrong path. I challenge you to be more comfortable and more confident in yourself and your abilities. And lastly, I challenge you to stand tall on the fact that you are a leader, despite what you may have thought about yourself and what others may have told you. We all have leaders within us, and I hope you will awaken the leader within you. Thank you.
Now, Dr. Ball Dunson, today I'm going to do something different with you that I've never done with a guest before on this show. But I have, just because of the nature of your presentation, I'm going to ask you a series of questions that are all very related. We're going to talk about leadership, and we're going to dissect it by analyzing people in your life. And so I'm looking forward to this. I think this will be fun. So let's start first with your childhood. When you were a kid, who is a peer, so one of your friends that you looked up to, and why?
When I was a child, my peer that I looked up to was actually my older sister. Both of my older sisters, actually. I have two older sisters. One is 9 years older than me, and one is 5 years older than me. And I looked up to my older sisters because they were always confident and smart and driven and focused. And they were just such amazing people to be around growing up. You know, they always encouraged me. They always supported me. And I feel like when you think about your friends that are leaders, those are qualities that you want them to have.
Yeah. So cool. So the takeaway in this one is you wanted to follow them because one, they showed that they cared about you. Yes. And then they had confidence and success in their own life. So they were setting that example. Okay.
Exactly.
Now let's move on to the next one. Most educators had a teacher or an administrator growing up that inspired them and maybe encouraged them to go into education in the first place. I'm guessing you're no different. So who is a teacher that you had as you were growing up that inspired you and helped you along your path and your education?
Mine was Miss Josephine Polonitz, and she was my 8th grade Georgia history teacher. And I recall when I was in high school, she lobbied for us to get an African-American studies class. And I thought that was so amazing because it took a lot of hard work and it took her years to get it done, but she stuck with it. So by my junior year, she was my African-American studies teacher for junior and senior year. She was just such an amazing educator. She was caring. She was supportive. She went out on a limb to make sure that things got done for us that we couldn't necessarily advocate for ourselves. She was supportive. She was honest to the point where when I finished high school, I still came back every year to visit her several times a year.
That's awesome. So now here again, we're seeing a similar theme, supportive. Yeah. She cares about you. And now here's a new idea as far as leaders go. She was innovative. She tried a new thing. And that's something I know about you from your background. You're creating new initiatives, trying new things out in your school. And so obviously that example has helped inspire you, which is incredible.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, now some kids don't have the luxury of having awesome people close to them in their lives. Maybe they have a rough family life. Maybe kids haven't had an inspiring teacher yet. But everyone can find someone that they can look up to in the world, whether it be through media or sports or political leaders or something like that. Who's someone that you've never met who has inspired you to greatness?
Oh, that's a good one. Honestly, I feel like there are so many that I'm having a tough time narrowing it down. But if I had to choose instantly, I think I would go with Barack Obama. And I'll tell you why. I would choose Barack Obama because he was the first African-American president. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we are afraid to be the first. And the ability to step out on a limb and be the first of something is the mark of a great leader. Sometimes you can't let fear drive what your goals are or your aspirations, because if you let fear stifle you, you won't achieve what you would like to in life. And so I would pick him for that fact, because obviously he's intelligent and he's smart, he's well-educated and all of these great things, a snazzy dresser. But the thing that I love the most is that he was the first, and sometimes that is a scary place to be. But he did it with confidence and poise and stuck with it, not only to be the first, but for 8 years.
Right. No, that's a great choice. Now, I love that as we've seen these themes, with what I know about you, you encapsulate these ideas in your own life. You're confident, you're supportive, you're looking for new ideas and things. So I want to talk for a minute about you as a leader. And in particular, some of the benefits. A lot of kids are reluctant to be the first. They're reluctant to stick out and try something new. And you've tried a lot of that in your life. So I want to know, what are some of the most rewarding things that have come to you as you've been a leader, both in schools and in life?
Well, I think the most rewarding thing that has come to me is knowing that I have made a positive impact on the lives of others. Mm-hmm. You know, there are times where I was the first to speak up on something or the first to actually propose an initiative or to lead something, but it gave me the opportunity to be the type of leader I would want to see. And that means hearing the voice of those you lead, putting things in place that are for their best interest and not necessarily mine. There were a lot of times where I made decisions as a leader along the way that I didn't necessarily want to do a certain thing or agree with a certain thing, but a good leader sometimes understands that you have to hear the voices of those you lead and take that into consideration when making decisions. And also admit that sometimes you are wrong. And some of those times where I stepped out and listened to the people I was leading, I was wrong.
Right.
And that's okay. I'm not always going to be right, and no leader is always right. So for me, the biggest thing along the way that I have just learned is it's okay to step out. It's okay to listen to the things that those you lead are saying. It's okay to be wrong. Much of the time, you must admit, hey, I was wrong, and that's okay.
Well, being a leader isn't always easy, but it is rewarding. And I love the experiences that you've had in your life that have positioned you to be a leader within your school and within your district. Thank you so much for what you're doing for students there in Atlanta. And if kids want to connect with you, I know you're on Twitter. Can you just share what your handle is and how kids can connect with you?
Of course. You can follow me on Twitter. It's DR. N. Dumpson. Dr. N. Dumpson.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Virtual School Assembly. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever else you listen to virtual assemblies. And leave us a rating and review so we know what you learned and took away from this virtual assembly. Videos and show notes are found at virtualschoolassembly.com. And if you're a school leader and you're looking for a speaker for virtual or traditional in-school assemblies, or if you're looking for some teacher training, I'd love to connect with you to see how I can help. You can check out my website at tylerchristensen.com. Thanks, you are super duper. Let's go out and make the world a better place. Bye-bye.